Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Where Is That Choose to Live By. Have Music World Artist of the Week, Miley Cyrus, and Pharrell. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, followed by an entertainment spotlight featuring recording artist, author, and entrepreneur Jacalyn Carr. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, Supreme Court restores Trump to ballot, rejecting state attempts to ban him over Capitol attack. The Supreme Court on Monday unanimously restored Donald Trump to the 2024 presidential primary ballot, rejecting state attempts to ban the Republican former president over the Capitol riots of the Associated Press. The justices ruled a day before the Super Tuesday primaries that states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. That power resides with Congress, the court wrote in an unsigned opinion. Trump posted on his social media network shortly after the decision that it was a big win for America. The outcome ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump, the frontrunner for his party's nomination, off the ballot because of his attempts to undo his loss in the 2020 election to Joe Biden, culminating in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. The Colorado Secretary of State expressed disappointment in the court's decision as she acknowledged that Donald Trump is an eligible candidate on Colorado's 2024 presidential primary. Trump's case was the first of the Supreme Court dealing with the provision of the 14th Amendment that was adopted after the Civil War to prevent former office holders who engaged in insurrection from holding office again. Colorado Supreme Court, in a first-of-its-kind ruling, had decided that the provision, Section 3, could be applied to Trump, who that court found incited the Capitol attack. No court before had applied Section 3 to a presidential candidate. The justices sidestepped the politically fraught issue of insurrection in their opinions on Monday, but some Trump critics pointed to the silence on that topic as a victory of sorts because the court failed to absolve him of responsibility for the riot. The court held that states may bar candidates from state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency, the court wrote. In more national news, former Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg pleads guilty to perjury in deal that doesn't require cooperation. Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of Donald Trump's company, pleaded guilty Monday to lying under oath during his testimony in the ex-president's New York civil fraud case. His plea deal will send him back to jail, but does not require that he testify at Trump's hush money criminal trial. Weisselberg, 76, pleaded guilty in state court in Manhattan to two counts of perjury and will be sentenced in April to 5 months in jail, his second stint behind bars after serving 100 days last year for dodging taxes on company perks. In pleading guilty, Weisselberg found himself caught again between the law and his loyalty to Trump, whose family employed him for nearly 50 years and sent him into retirement with a $2 million severance. His plea to perjury is further evidence that, rather than testify truthfully in a way that might harm his own boss, he was willing to again spend a chunk of his golden years in jail. In more national news, Vice President Harris will meet with Israeli cabinet official who is in Washington despite Netanyahu's rebukes of the Associated Press. Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday hosted a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who was visiting Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz, a centrist political rival of Netanyahu, sat down with several senior Biden administration officials this week, including Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Council Middle East Coordinator, and Jake Sullivan, the White House National Security Advisor. President Joe Biden is at Camp David, the presidential retreat, just outside Washington. Gantz was also scheduled to meet with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. In sports, Eagles center Jason Kelce retires after 13 NFL seasons and one Super Bowl ring. Jason Kelce has retired after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. The 36-year-old Kelce officially called it quits Monday at the Eagles' NovaCare Complex, ending a career in which he became not only one of the great centers of his era, who played a key role in the franchise's lone Super Bowl championship, but a beloved Philly personality and popular podcast host. Let's see how long this lasts, says Kelce, wearing a sleeveless Eagles t-shirt before he burst into tears and needed several moments to compose himself at a news conference attended by his parents and brother, who was wearing sunglasses inside the auditorium, as well as the Eagles coach. And finally, in business news, Wall Street drifts around its records ahead of a busy week, says the Associated Press. U.S. stocks drifted around record heights on Monday. The S&P 500 was mostly unchanged in afternoon trading, coming off its latest all-time high set this year in its 16th winning week in the last 18. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 78 points, or 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite was 0.2% lower. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Walk in this truth. You have everything you need to make this day better than the one before it. All you have to do is be willing to believe it and use the tools in your arsenal to make it happen. It begins and ends with you. Have a great Tuesday. Miley Cyrus and Pharrell Williams are artists of the week this week. Here's the single, Doctor Work It Out, right here on Conversation Daily News. Dr. Todd's positive thoughts on this Tuesday at Conversations Daily News.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a positive 365 positive thought. Embrace art in all its forms as a source of inspiration and transformation. Art is a boundless wellspring of inspiration and transformation waiting to be tapped into. Open your heart and mind to various art forms, visual arts, music, dance, literature, or other mediums. Each form has the potential to spark creativity, provoke deep emotions, and instigate personal growth. I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz. Join me several times each day for my positive thoughts, helping you transform your mindset, circumstances, and life on positive365.net. Positively different.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Ja'Kalyn Carr in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversation Daddy News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Entertainment Spotlight. Recording artist, author, and entrepreneur Ja'Kalyn Carr rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary career. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Ja'Kalyn, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. It is such an honor. The station was so excited when we found out we were going to be able to speak to you again. You have had such a remarkable journey, Ja'Kalyn, and I feel like we've kind of, you know, been able to kind of grow along with you along this journey. I was just saying to you before we went live, I was first introduced to you with Greater Is Coming. My mom's favorite song by yours is You're Bigger. Of course, you have Changing Your Story, You Will Win. What has it been like for you, Ja'Kalyn, to walk in your gift, but also to be able to lift people up along the way?
It has been so, so great, you know. From a very young age, all I wanted to do was to inspire people and to give them hope through the music and the gifts that God has placed on the inside of me, and being able to do it through music, through speaking, through acting, through business, conflict, all these things is so beautiful, and how God has also allowed just my ministry to evolve, you know, whereas it was one thing that you saw from Ja'Kalyn when I first came out, but now it's like multiple layers, but all of them being under the same umbrella of inspiring people. And, you know, my message, like you said, has always been the same, because I feel that that's my lane. That's my calling.
Right.
That's my purpose. The assignment that God has attached to me to get people to see who they are in God and what it is that He wants for them.
Could you have imagined, though, when you came on the world scene, that you would be able to share so much of yourself with us?
You know, I put it like this. I prayed for it, and I didn't know how it would happen. I didn't know it would happen so soon. You know, when I say by so soon, I mean at a very young age. And now it's just like God has allowed my reach to become even greater.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Better get on tomorrow's more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Meet with more artists of the week, Miley Cyrus and Pharrell. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, followed by Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.